Welcome to the Prosperity Podcast.
Today's conversation, we're going to be talking about how to keep prosperity in a moment of pandemonium. How about that for the tease?
I love it. And I love alliteration. And I love words that start with P like Paul.
Yes. Well, now we can proceed to talk about this. How about that? There we go.
It's a deal.
I may start out doing financial stand-up comedy. So that's going to be my new career. And, you know, it's wonderful that, you know, Kim and I get to have these conversations because, maybe we should just kind of open up the hood a little bit and explain the conversations and the topics that we're having come from internal messages. So if there are questions that you have as a listener, make sure you send those in to hello@partnersforprosperity.com. And our role here is to have the conversations that we wish that other advisors, friends, mentors would have with us. And that's where we're sitting across from the table and talking. And so right now there's a lot of news about shock and pandemonium, scarcity. And then there's a group of people that are just enjoying life and they're thinking with prosperity. And that's why, Kim, I think you are the best person for this conversation right now.
Well, thank you, Spencer. It's so important for us human beings to control the one thing that we can control, and that is our thinking. And I am delighted to have this conversation, and I would have it with anybody, individually or collectively, because it is such an important thing in our lives, and it impacts everything. You know, we talk about money impacts everything that's important. Well, our mindset and how we think is the beginning of everything, and it impacts everything. And it's such a critical part of wealth. It's such a critical part of health. It's such a critical part of living our lives in the best way that we can. And it's not easy. It's something that must be continually worked on. It's something that always is top of mind for me. I think just because I do see so many people, I do listen to so many people that are in the mindset space, you know, call them coaches or mentors or what have you. And every single one of them is talking about it. And I'm so grateful because it's something that I was literally trained on from my parents. Like, my parents were educators. My mom is a kindergarten teacher for 30 some years, 2 classes of kindergarten a day. Is that not amazing?
Wow, that really is.
How she did that, I have no idea. But my dad was an elementary school principal and in his 80s is still working with education and helping student teachers, constantly helping people with mindset. Because here's bottom line. If you are operating from fear, you will get fearful, scary results. If you are operating from a place of confidence and prosperity, you will get prosperous results. So the question is, what do you do when you're afraid? And I go back to how I started the conversation, which is you control what you can control. And the only thing that you can control is your thinking. And if you get fearful in your thinking, then you do whatever it takes to get unfearful. And I say that with that strength because I'm saying it to myself too. I get fearful in my thinking. Sometimes it's health-wise. Sometimes it's financial. Sometimes it's relationship-based. Sometimes it's physical, like, you know, a couple months ago when we talked about the dam that's holding up 25 acres of water on our property. When we are confronted with something that is fearful, we must get on our thought and get it corrected and do whatever it takes to reorganize our thinking, to back up and find the good and find the positive and focus on what we want in our thinking, not what we are afraid of.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I think it would be really helpful at this time for us to more or less have a huddle, have a conversation, act as if all of you listeners, each individual is in the room with us. And I would love to have a conversation, maybe kind of like how a doctor would talk with someone. Would that work with you?
Absolutely.
So first, let's do this. When there's moments of pandemonium, it can be overwhelming. So first is something that you've mentioned time and time again, is to cut out the news. That work? Is that something safe to say?
Absolutely, because it's so misleading. There is so much good stuff going on in our world right now. And so you can choose what to focus on. You can choose to focus on the things that are not going so well. And if there's something that you can do about them, then by all means. However, if there's nothing that you can do about it, then I encourage you not to focus on it, not to put any time, attention, focus, mental energy, or anything else on it. And if there is something that you need to do in order to be able to switch your focus, then go do it. And we've got blog posts out there that talk about emergency preparation, like for food and water and even electricity and et cetera. So do the things that you need to do to get your own mental peace. And I will say, since you said this was a open the hood thing, and it's just you and me in a living room with all of our listeners, I will say that you also want to do what you need to do to find your spiritual peace, or whatever word you want to use for that. And there is a big difference in my mind, and I'm speaking very personally right now, in praying for confidence and capability and giving gratitude for all of the good that goes on versus praying for something not to happen. And so it's just the same, you know, focus on what you want, not what you're afraid of. Pray about what you want, not what you're afraid of. It's the same with our children. If we say, don't run, they're going to run because they're not going to hear the don't word. And I believe that in our prayers and in our mental, spiritual, inspirational time, you know, whatever word works for you, we want to spend it mentally writing about, thinking about, and focusing on what we want, not what we are afraid of.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, speaking of what we're afraid of, I'm going to read a quote from Warren Buffett, and I would say every single listener knows who he is. And Warren said, it is wise to be fearful when others are greedy, and greedy when others are fearful. And that is a mindset.
It is a mindset. And it's unfortunate maybe that he uses the word greedy, but I'm going to turn it and say, yeah, be greedy with where your thought is. Be greedy with your time and focus and attention and where your mental space is, in a sense of demanding of yourself to control that you can control, which is where your eyes go, literally, like what TV you're watching, what news you're looking at or not looking at. And I'm so excited to report that there are a couple other additional good news sources that I've just become aware of. So one of them is Good News Network, which I've relied on for years and years and years. If I ever want to get news, that's where I go. And then there's another one called The Optimist Daily. And then somebody just told me about a third one, which is not on my brain right now, but I'm so grateful that there are news sources out there. And of course, a lot of our listeners know that I do turn to one single source, which is csmonitor.com, in order to get information that I need to be aware of that affects me as a citizen of this world and also of the US, of course. And so it's not that I'm ignoring any pandemonium or any challenge that might be out there. It's that I'm choosing how I think about it. And I'm choosing to focus on what I want as a result for me and my family and my clients around that pandemonium. And then I'm choosing to spend my time, effort, focus, and attention on that, not on what I'm afraid of.
Absolutely. Well said, well said. You know, I think right now in our times, as I was at the store over the weekend, I saw pandemonium. And I think a lot of our listeners have seen that as well, because of what's happening in the news and the fear that's being spread around. And you know, if the listeners see the episodes and if you read through them and you listen, you'll notice that we've talked about these subjects that are helpful, you know, having an emergency and savings account, having an opportunity fund, preparing ourselves mentally. Those types of things give us so much runway. And so, Kim, one of the pieces about prosperity and pandemonium, and then we'd love to more or less fabricate a key. And by fabricate, I mean create, not make up, but fabricate a key that will unlock this prosperity. And you say it's in the mindset. And, you know, you've had a career that has been so inspiring. You know, I've read your books. How is it that on times when it's most difficult, where are you reaching and grabbing to get that mindset? And how are you creating that emergency and opportunity fund inside of your brain?
So I reach to my spiritual sources. And so since we're in the living room, I read the Bible. I read a lot of different versions of it. One of my favorite is The Message, which is a fairly well-known and very current version. I kind of am like at the opposite ends of the Bible interpretation spectrum, because the other one I read is the King James Version. So, you know, there's a million in between, and I like those two. There is another book that I read called Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. And as I've already mentioned, the CS Monitor, which is more for news, but does have one article in it that is from a spiritual perspective. And then I listen. And I listen to what I call Father, Mother, God, and the love that my maker has for us as human beings. And that's all I do.
That's wonderful. You know, as we wrap up this episode, I can't say it as eloquent as you just did, but I do know this. We live in a world full of complete and total abundance. There's not a zero-sum game that we're playing here. Like, I believe that all of us are connected more than we probably realize. And I think there's so much good that we can do. And when we choose to look for prosperity, more prosperity comes our way. More opportunities come our way. And I would love for our listeners, I have a challenge for you this episode. And it's this. In times of pandemonium, maybe overwhelm, whatever that is, take a moment. Find out one thing that you can do that will be leading you to more prosperity, and then share that with us. You can share that by leaving a comment in the podcast app, or you can even send an email at hello@partnersforprosperity.com, and you can just share with us one of those things that you're doing to create more prosperity in your life. And if you'd like us to share it, we can. If you want to keep it private, we'll just be thrilled to hear your feedback, and it will inspire us. Does that sound like a good
love it
petition for the audience?
That's fabulous. Thank you.
Okay. Wonderful. All right, listeners, thank you for being with us on the show today. And again, make sure you send that in. We would love to hear from you and continue to see your support.
Thank you for listening to the Prosperity Podcast. To take control of your money and have it work for you, visit us at partnersforprosperity.com. If you liked this episode, make sure you subscribe and leave a review.